Hello, everybody. Monday, May 3rd, 2021. Welcome to CrossFit Lynchpin. If you've been a part of our community for a while, thank you for your continued support. You know the deal. But if you're just brand new, just subscribed, or maybe checking out as part of a 30-day free trial, before you watch the rest of this video, and you should watch these every day because I walk through the entire day's training, pause this and watch the other video associated with today's training, which says, new to Lynchpin, with a question mark, watch this first. So go ahead and watch that. And there's actually yet another video attached to today's training, because today is a heavy day, and that is how to approach heavy days, which was Lynchpin Conversation number 113. And that talks about warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, and all kinds of good stuff. So you will want to watch that video as well to get the background to approach today's workout properly. Okay, with that being said, let's dive in. We've got a good one today. So today's workout, heavy day, fun day, power clean, 4 sets of 3, and you do all those first. Then, once you finish your power cleans, squat cleans, 4 sets of 2, once you finish all your Once you finish all your 4 sets of 2 front squats, you end with squat cleans, 4 sets of 1. The last time we did this exact workout was on January 26th, 2021. If you want to go back into the Beyond the Whiteboard app and check the loadings that you use as well as the rest periods, that could be good data to help drive your progress today. On this particular workout, we have a video showing the power clean, the front squat, as well as the full clean, aka the squat clean. And this heavy day is going to take a bit of time to do them right, for sure, you know, and get your good rest between each movement. But it is a challenging but a quite fun day. But make sure you give yourself ample time, and make sure you pour your heart and soul into a good general warm-up, as well as building up your warm-up weights, because we want you to be able to push yourself within your limits, obviously. Super fitness robot loading for this would be using 70% or more of your 1 rep max power clean across all movements. But there's going to be a lot of variation in here, because some people, you know, depending upon how good they are with technique, which is going to come into play today, they can power clean more than they can squat clean, and you know, everyone's all over the board with that. So whatever the movement happens to be and whatever the rep range happens to be, you want to push yourself to the appropriate safe limit to build some capacity today. It's still early in the morning here, so I'm sipping my coffee. The more likely is people using probably 50% or more of your 1 rep max power clean across all movements. And for the front squat, in case you were wondering, hopefully it doesn't need to be said, but by all means, use a squat rack. And those power cleans, maybe one thing which could be a question there is, do those triples need to be unbroken? Do they need to be touch and go? I would say no, they do not. Some people, touch and go just does not treat their body well with heavy loading. Just lowering it back down just feels bad on the back and shoulders and hips. Don't do that to yourself if it doesn't feel good. Drop it from the front rack every single time. Go ahead, get set for another good pull, and just do 3 quick triples to get yourself to each set of 3. That's going to do the trick. Scaled option for today, still 4 sets of 3 power clean, still 4 sets of 2 front squat, but then instead of the squat clean, which is the most technically challenging movement there, that maybe for a new lifter, they're not quite there yet, you're gonna do 4 singles of a power clean plus a front squat, and that will still get you moving the barbell over the same range of motion as your technique improves. And the nice thing about scaling a heavy day is you just reduce the loading all the way down to an empty barbell or a PVC pipe, and most people will be able to play with today's workout. Oh my, the limited equipment option. Dramatic sip of my coffee. I hope we're still friends after this. I do it because I care. Limited equipment option, not for time. 75 dumbbell squat cleans. Pair of 50 pounders for the men, pair of 35s for women. How much fun does that sound like? It sounds like an absolute blast. We've got a video showing the dumbbell power clean, squat clean, pardon me. No equipment workout, some interval training, 5 rounds each for time with 2 minutes rest between each round. So it's 5 rounds of 50 air squats. So 50 air squats as fast as you can, obviously moving well, rest 2 minutes, 50 again as fast as you can, and you do that 5 times. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Barbell glute bridges, 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps. We've got a video showing that. And then pistols, aka one-legged squats, 20 to 40 accumulated on the right leg, 20 to 40 accumulated on the left leg, video showing that movement. And then cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have a few stretches, the kneeling layback, holding that 1 to 2 minutes, PVC front rack, 1 minute per side, and then foam roller for the back and lats, but of course you can foam roll just about everything, and each of those stretches has a video accompanying it. Hope you enjoyed the heavy day, and I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.